evangelicalism biblically is extremely thin. As a result of it, you know, you go into like the average big box evangelical church, you're going to get three or four verses from different translations ripped out of context that are strip mined in order to help make your life better. You know, apply these three easy principles and, you know, your marriage relationship will improve. You'll be more satisfied with your job. Your kids will better behave and, you know, things like that. So what happens is you subject yourself to that type of preaching. After a couple of years, you've already got one foot out the door, but you've got this nagging suspicion that there has got to be more to Christianity than this. Well, along comes the Hebrew Roots Movement. The Hebrew Roots Movement says, hey, you really want to know your Bible? We can help you understand your Bible. And in fact, you can't even understand the New Testament unless you understand the Old Testament. And so we're going to actually teach you what the Bible's really all about, and we're going to teach it with depth. And see, there's the hook. And you think, well, that's great. And so they start teaching you things in the Old Testament, and they give you depth, and you go, wow, this is all of the missing stuff that my pastor hasn't been teaching me. But the problem is it's tainted with this bringing you back in bondage to the Torah and the Old Covenant with the basic premise they do not believe that the Old Covenant is done away with. So what they're really doing is bringing you into bondage under the pretense of teaching you your Bible and what it means with some depth.